Hello and welcome back to Kid Consumers, the podcast where we discuss products and services especially of interest to kids. Each week, we'll bring you reviews and recommendations for cool stuff we think our Kid Consumers listeners will love. I'm your host, Izzy, and on this episode, we'll talk about a surprise reveal toy where you can literally find buried treasure, a brand new picture book from a beloved series, and a nostalgic way to spend a summer evening. We have some fabulous recommendations for you today, so let's jump right in. This is Kid Consumers, Episode 3. Rip, dig, ooze. That's the tagline for Treasure X, a line of surprise reveal toys we've recently discovered and think you'll love. Treasure X adventure packs have several layers of fun. You work your way through each layer, extracting a map, a coin, a digging tool, parts to a buildable figure, a weapon, and finally a treasure chest, where you have the chance to find real gold or gem treasure. There are 10 levels of adventure, with 24 different characters and 32 treasures to collect. So let me take you through the reveal process for these Treasure X adventure packs. First, you rip open the top layer of packaging to reveal your map. The map also serves as a collector's guide, so that you can see exactly what figures and treasures are available. You then find your coin, and by lining it up correctly on the map, you can determine which possible treasure you might get. Next, you'll find your digging tool, which will help you break into the rock block. It helps if you soak the rock in water for about 30 seconds before you start to dig. Inside the rock, you will be able to dig out your figure. It will come in pieces, and you can put the pieces together to see which collectible figure you found. The figures go together easily and are fun to build. Next, you reach the container that holds your treasure. Depending on which series of an adventure pack you have, your treasure chest will either be a fizzer or an oozer. The directions will tell you if you need to put warm water on your treasure container, similarly to what you might do with a bath bomb, or if you'll need to dig through the ooze to find the treasure. You might even find gold or a real gem. There are several series of Treasure X toys so far, including Dragons and Aliens, with a new series of Kings being released in August. If you need more incentive to check out Treasure X, let me share with you that they are a brand belonging to Moose Toys. Moose Toys are the same people who brought us things like Shopkins and Pick Me Pops, and they are well known in the world of toys for providing kids with fun and innovative toys that are always big hits. Here's what their website says about them. We're all about the super happy, the eyes wide, the screech and rip it open, the OMG I can't believe it, the wow. Ordinary? No thanks. Expect the fun expected. And that's pretty much what you get with Treasure X. In addition to the surprise reveal toys, there are sets that you can buy to add to your collection. You can see a few pictures of the ones we opened on our Instagram feed at Kid Consumers. We had so much fun with these, both opening them and playing with them afterwards, so we're encouraging all our Kid Consumers listeners to check them out. Happy treasure hunting!
Do your kids enjoy surprise reveal toys as much as mine do? As a parent, I sometimes think the whole opening and revealing process happens way too quickly, and I wish there was more to it. That's why I'm such a fan of Treasure X. Because there are so many layers and so many different steps to get to the treasure, these surprise reveal toys actually provide quite a bit of entertainment, even during the reveal process. The kids love getting to dig through the rock and ooze in order to find their figure and their treasure. The figure comes in pieces, but the pieces are big enough that they don't get missed or broken during the digging process. I will caution you, though, that it can be a bit messy, so it might be wise to open these outside or on a covered work surface. Treasure X Adventure Packs are one of my favorites when it comes to surprise reveal toys.
Whatever you do, don't let the pigeon drive the bus. That's the premise of the first book in the Pigeon series by Mo Willems. Have you read it? It's a hilarious picture book about a bus driver who leaves readers in charge with only the title instruction. don't let the pigeon drive the bus. The pigeon then whines and begs and does everything in his power to try to get the reader to let him drive just once. Of course he won't crash. That adventure was the start of a long line of pigeon books, and they're all humorous and fun to read and loved by children and parents alike. Now there's a new pigeon book. It was released on July 2nd, only about a week and a half before the date this podcast comes out. And it's called The Pigeon Has to Go to School. It's a timely release as many of us are also about halfway through our summer breaks and starting to think about going back to school ourselves. Just like all the other books in the series, this one finds Pigeon questioning and whining about why he has to go to school. He does his best to convince the readers that he already knows all he needs to know and has no reason to go. But it becomes clear that he's really just frightened. He's worried about all kinds of things, from the teachers to his bird classmates to whether he'll be able to learn everything he's supposed to. It's a situation that most of us can relate to. After all, it was our first day at school once too. And if you happen to be starting school this year, let me first encourage you that it will all turn out okay, and then let me tell you to get this book. You and Pigeon can start the school journey together. Mo Willems, who writes the Pigeon books, is an accomplished author and illustrator who just keeps on delivering great stories. He's a number one New York Times bestseller and has won numerous awards for his illustrations, including Caldecott Honors for Don't Let the Pigeon Drive the Bus and Nuffle Bunny, a cautionary tale, and two Theodore Seuss Geisel medals for his Elephant and Piggy series. Speaking of Elephant and Piggy, it's an early reader series about, you guessed it, an elephant and a piggy. Their friendship, and all the adventures that they have together. It's also a wonderful series that you might want to check out along with the Pigeon books, but here's a tidbit you might not have known. If you look closely in the Elephant and Piggy books or in any of Mo Willems' other books, you might just spot the pigeon hiding somewhere in the pages. According to Mr. Willems on his website, it's true, the pigeon hates it when I make books that aren't about him, so he hides in every book I've ever illustrated. He's easy to spot in Don't Let the Pigeon Drive the Bus, but harder to spot in some of my other ones. That's silly, Pigeon, but what a fun way to interact with all of his works. Kid Consumers recommends all the Pigeon books, but this new one will be great for back to school. Look for The Pigeon Has to Go to School at your local library, or ask your parents to check it at your favorite bookseller.
I love the Pigeon books, maybe as much as the kids do. They're funny and really keep the kids engaged. Many of them are written as though the pigeon is having a dialogue with the readers, so kids can interact with the books easily. The Pigeon Has to Go to School is a fantastic addition to the series and is sure to resonate with young readers especially. One final note is that although the Mo Willems books are mostly classified as early readers, they make great read-alouds and are perfect for not only parents but older siblings as well to read to the young ones. You do not have to read the series in order, but I would recommend reading Don't Let the Pigeon Drive the Bus if you haven't already.
Now it's time for Kid Consumers to get a little nostalgic. I recently had the chance to do something that is more associated with my parents' generation than with mine, but it was a fun experience nevertheless, and one that I think our listeners might also enjoy. Last Saturday night, my family saw the new film, Spider-Man Far From Home, at the drive-in movie theater. I'd never been to a drive-in before and had no idea what to expect, but I definitely want to go again. A drive-in is an outdoor theater where cars can park in a grassy, field-like area, sometimes on a hill or a terrace, and people can watch a movie on a large projection screen. There are usually a number of speakers spread throughout the area, which allow viewers to hear the audio of the movie. Sometimes you can even turn your car radio to a given station where the sound will be played to allow for better volume control inside your vehicle. Although you can simply sit in the car and watch, many people take blankets or lawn chairs to set up outside and watch the movie. This is what my family did, and it worked out great. Most drive-ins also have a concession stand with typical movie snacks like popcorn, candy, and soda for sale. Sometimes you are even allowed to bring in your own food and drink to enjoy, but this varies by theater, so find out the rules before you go. Movies begin at dark, so going to the drive-in could make for a late night. Because of this, most of them are only open on weekends and are mostly seasonal to the summer months, but it's definitely a unique way to see a movie. One of the first drive-ins was opened in New Jersey in the summer of 1933, and the idea began to catch on across the country. Richard M. Hollingshead Jr., who owned the theater, advertised it with the slogan, "The whole family is welcome, regardless of how noisy the children are." This is still true today, and it makes the drive-in a good option for parents with infants or small children who might not be able to stay quiet through a traditional movie. Of course, the late-night aspect also means that these same children might fall asleep and miss the movie. That happened to my little brother Nathan when we went, but he claims he still had a good time. The drive-in really reached its peak between the 1950s and 60s, but then as option for home entertainment increased, like more families owning televisions and the invention of the VCR, attendance started to decline. Now there are only around 350 drive-ins left in the U.S. That's an average of about 7 per state. The atmosphere of today's drive-ins is family-friendly and casual. It's a great place to spend an evening. You can go early to get a good seat and spread your blankets and chairs. When we were there, people were mingling with each other, having snacks, and generally enjoying themselves while waiting for the movie to start. It was like getting a bonus. We went for the movie, but we got to socialize as well. If you've never been to a drive-in, Kid Consumers highly recommends you go. It's a great experience for you and may bring back happy childhood memories for your parents as well.
What a treat to get to take the kids to a place that brings back fond memories from my own childhood. I think it's sad that drive-ins are not nearly as prevalent as they once were, but you can still find them around, and it's worth the trip to experience a movie in this way. Remember to take jackets and an extra blanket, just in case the temperature drops after the sun goes down, and also, don't forget the bug spray. If you don't have a drive-in in your town, Mental Floss has published an infographic that shows you all of them in the United States, and I'll put a link to it in the show notes.
We've talked about some really cool things today. We learned that X marks the spot with Treasure X, the pigeon is ready for a new adventure, and the pigeon has to go to school, and there's a new old-school way to see a movie at the drive-in theater. I hope you've enjoyed today's episode, and that you'll come back again and join us next week for more kid-friendly reviews and recommendations. Until then, be sure to visit us on social media and let us know what cool things you've been doing lately. Again, I'm Izzy, and this is Kid Consumers.
Follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Kid Consumers. Leave us a message at www.anchor.fm/kidconsumers. All links discussed in this episode, as well as direct links to all music and sounds, can be found in the show notes.